I'm not...
No.
Let me attempt to summarize this. It has to do with...
Why can't the loft reverse engineer without getting in trouble? Is that what you're saying? Right.
Right. I'm not an expert in this, and so I'm just going to speak from a personal capacity. I think that the language in the WIPO treaty was not written with the intent of making illegal the sort of reverse engineering that you're talking about, and we hope to clarify and rectify that issue.
Good. Good. Also, someone asked me to interject that with PKIE commerce that you mentioned and the government having an interest in supporting that isn't it a fact that it would only require the injection of a subpoena to...
Well, if we need...
So so it goes back to how much is the government really ensuring our privacy for us?
You know, the whole issue of PKI and key recovery is part of an ongoing dialogue, and if people feel that there needs to be a stronger legal protections, then let's have stronger legal protections. The Congress is considering it. The administration is considering it. It's going to be part of case law. Let's build them in. Well, so do I.
You had a question? Question in the back. You want him to comment on it?
We have a vote. We have a Congress. We
Congress and Senate. That'll be effective. You had a question in the back. Please speak up loudly. Benefits to key escrow?
I'm not touching.
I wish the FBI were here.
Does someone have a non-PKI key escrow e-commerce question in the maroon shirt? Let's have the Army guy answer that.
I'm not really sure I like you. In fact, if there's anybody from Global Hell here, I'd like to meet him. This is an issue where you have a number of backup servers, and quite frankly, we had an oops. One of the backup servers wasn't fully backed up properly, and that doggone temp file was still there. And someone exploited that. It is not a big sin, but it was because it was very public. Those kind of things, I'm afraid, will happen on any system that you have. System administrators, if you are one, you know you're overworked. There isn't enough hours in a day just to maintain continuity of operation of your systems. And if you look at all the advisories that are out there, whether they come out of Carnegie Mellon, whether they come out of the Assist, whether they come out of 101 other places, I question whether we will ever have the capability to implement all of them in a secure manner.
I don't think you realize how huge we are. I mean, well, seriously. The problem is education and training. You know, the system administrators that we have, their job and their priority is to keep the thing up and running, and it never has been security. Now security has become a priority, and they don't have the training and education to make this thing work. So it's going to take time and it's going to take resources. And the problem that we have in the government is as soon as we train them, then the private sector buys them. I would like them. Hey, I'd like to get paid more too. You know? What did he say?
Go to the private sector. You had a question?
Absolutely agree.
Yeah. Question?
The issue has to do with product liability for, I guess, mostly for software.
Say it.
Right.
You know you want to say it.
Pardon? It's a good question. I'm glad you brought it up, and we're looking at it. I would like nothing more.
Wait, did you say you would like nothing more than?
I would like nothing more than to have some more market incentives out there to ensure that if products are going to be put out on the market, that they do what they're said to that they're supposed to be doing. I mean, you do that with cars. I think that should be true for information systems as well.
Let me comment on this as well. I obviously can't talk from the White House because that's not where I work. But let me tell you what we are looking at from a Department of Defense perspective. In fact, the Department of the Army is driving this particular initiative. Everything that we buy, we buy generally under contract. So we develop the specification characteristics and the deliverables. We do that predominantly against COTS because that's what the mandate by Congress has been. They have reduced our development, R&D resources and so forth that we have to go commercial. However, in those contracts, we are now stating very specifically that the applications that we buy have to have some sort of guarantee that there is no malicious code, virus-free, and they operate as intended. Now, the big hammer is, you don't deliver, we don't buy from you again.
He said the word. He said the M-word.
We do buy from Microsoft, okay? But I will tell you that we have increased our cooperation in the area of security with the Microsoft folks out of Washington. They have come out with some rather interesting solutions to problems that you all have brought out in the past DevCon. And we're still defending this country, aren't we?
Okay, question over there on the side. Loud, please. Very good comment. Very good question. The question is, if the concern is lowest price, what is the problem with open source?
That's a really good question. And we are looking at that very carefully.
That's the White House guy.
Measures and countermeasures.
Right. I was wondering whether or not you would agree with the assertion that corporations, groups, even individuals have the right to develop and test those same kinds of techniques, leave the application of them as something for the attorneys general and the lawyers to worry about. But would you agree that people should have the right to develop and test the same kinds of techniques as defense against other parties?
Absolutely, as long as you don't test them on somebody else who doesn't know it and doesn't consent to it. Sure.
That's a very good question.
I really have no comment on that. I mean, it gets into so many issues of legal liability, civil liability for organizations that want to hack back, take countermeasures, and the like. I know that it's something that people have been looking at, thinking about, and maybe doing, but it raises a whole bunch of issues.
Are you just talking about testing your own products in your own environment, or are you talking about going out and developing tools and techniques on somebody else, an innocent bystander? You're doing it in your own environment, though, right? I don't have a problem with that.
Question?
Loud.
Loud. Louder.
Did everybody hear the question?
Phil will comment. Basically said, does it bother you that the people in this room, the people here at DEF CON, are the ones finding the vulnerabilities? Would you prefer it be us to find them before somebody else come along and find them and exploit you, like one of these terrorist groups that you've referred to, or
the gut
foreign
answer,
intelligence services?
The gut answer at 2 o'clock in the morning, it bothers the hell out of me. The other answer, though, from an academic perspective, this is the kind of conferences where this kind of information can be exchanged. And if you don't think that it is being exchanged, it certainly is. These are the kind of conferences, and you should kind of applaud yourselves because you're the kind of folks that are actually making the industry more conscious of what the hell they're putting out there. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Well, if we're only listening to you once a year, we certainly want to have a better track record so that you can't say that next year.
Your second question?
How much do you make now? How much do you make now?
You're up now. He makes 8.15 an hour, everybody. He has the next round. Okay, you. Loud.
That's why Jeffrey's here. When was the last time you had someone at DEF CON from the White House?
The point is that the government has a lot of trouble communicating amongst itself as well as with private industry, and so what are we doing about making certain that we actually have a full picture? The President 18 months ago signed a couple of executive orders specifically reorganizing the federal government so that we do, in fact, for the first time, have in the White House. My position was created, as well as the position of another person in the National Security Council, specifically to coordinate all the work that's taking place across the federal agencies. We've also created a special unit that for the first time has brought together the FBI and the Secret Service and the intelligence community, and is frankly starting to work very closely with the private sector in terms of exchanging information about the sort of new threat that we're talking about.
So can we email you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want my address?
Well, yes.
It's Jeffrey dot underscore A dot underscore Hunker at NSC dot EOP dot gov. Jeffrey underscore A period underscore Hunker, Hunker.
Question? Okay, we only have time for a couple more questions, so who's going to be aggressive?
This guy asked first, but you got to listen.
He made an observation in regards to the comment earlier. Instead of saying it's a house that you're leaving unsecured, consider it a business, and someone walks into your business after hours when it's unlocked. There's a certain level of responsibility in securing them.
And part of that is an observation. And part of that is education and awareness. Some people don't know that they need to lock their doors, and that's a lot of what the government's doing, is doing education and awareness. And then how do you pay for securing that particular system, your house? Everybody can't afford to put an alarm on their house.
Go ahead.
And neighborhoods, in some neighborhoods, you need them.
For those of you that didn't hear, he made comment regarding HIPAA, the Health Information Privacy Protection Act, like protection of medical records and so forth. There's now a requirement to have adequate protection in place by 2001. Are there similar legislative activities going on to protect areas outside of health information?
Not yet in terms of mandating it. We'd much prefer to be working on a voluntary basis. If that doesn't work, then maybe somebody will propose it, but that's certainly not something that's on the cards right now.
We have 1 minute.
Thank you. That's really a good statement. I like it. That's a really good question.
Well, I think this has been an interesting Meet the Fed panel. We are down to no time. Is our next speaker here? Are you the next speaker? Do you think that this was a beneficial addition to the con this year? Then we'll do it again next year, and we'll see who shows up. And also, Philip Loringer will be speaking tomorrow at 10 a.m. He's the Army guy. Ethics, morality, practicality, and patriotism of hacking. Thank you for attending the panel.